All right. Well, welcome to the Crown Call of October. It is October 4th. I see more people joining, but I don't see our newest Crown. I sent her a text. I don't know, Tracy Schuyler or anybody else, if you sent her a text, but I was certainly hoping to have Sarah on the line. I'm going to go ahead and open it up real quick just to find out if either of you know whether Sarah's around or knows about this call. Tracy,
hey,
Schuyler.
David.
Yeah. Hey.
Yeah. Hi. So I wasn't aware of the Crown call today. I must have missed that notice in my travels, but I did see the thing this morning, and I got your message. Anyways, I messaged Sarah just now, and she said she didn't get a notice, but I asked her to just please hop on, and I think she's finishing up a call with her team right now. So
okay. Well, why don't we do her recognition? What's that?
Dave Fulcetti just texting. He just landed. He's about to jump on.
Okay, cool. Thanks. Okay, well, I'm going to go ahead and we'll hold Sarah's recognition for later in the call then, because I certainly want her to be on and have her have her share a little bit. So thanks for the update, Schuyler. So maybe we'll talk about communication for the next call and the timing for the next call as well. So, all right, cool. Well, let's jump into a couple of other things, and then we'll get back to Sarah for sure. So I'm going to put this back in Q&A mode. So another piece of recognition that I wanted to give was on the last call, we talked about a small recruiting promotion that was sponsored by me. And that recruiting promotion was that you needed to have purchased at least 20 Prosper magazines and to enroll at least 5 members. And the first 2 people who crossed that line, which happened pretty early in the month of September, was Dr. Dana McGrady and Alana Slavin. So I want to congratulate both of them. And they both have a gift from me on its way to you. So I hope that you enjoy your gift. It's very, very well deserved, and appreciate your promotional efforts. I've got it in Q&A mode, so if either of you want to share a comment about how you've been promoting or what tools you've been using or, you know, what your energy is around promoting right now or, you know, any insights that you wanted to share with others. Obviously, I'm seeing lots of Crowns go back and build new legs, frontline legs, and, you know, you two were the most successful of the bunch here over the last 30 days or so. So if either of you want to jump up and share any comments on what's working for you, that would be great.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah.
Woo-woo! I'm excited to get a gift from you. I hope it's something from the 80s.
From the 80s?
Yeah, because you know that one photo of you with the 80s hair.
Oh, I didn't think of that. But maybe I need to cancel my gift and send something different. I could think of some good 80s gifts. So
it's a simple
thing. Okay.
Okay. So what I love is that my business builder session with you last month and my business builder session with Sonia this month. Were awesome because it was like concerted effort from even starting before the convention of getting new level ones. And I always remember the training we got from David Scoltetti and Brandy at the Crown Call a couple months before convention, and it really stuck with me on let's all make it a goal to enroll 10 to 15 new level one business promoters. So that's been my key. I just refocused. And really, I actually had to set aside time because we get into management mode, and I had to actually really make it key in my business and make it a priority. So I've been doing that, and the fruitage has really been paying off. And I also recognized that my weekly checks are going way up, and that's really cool because sometimes we can have big monthly checks and small weekly checks. And I always remember David Scoltetti saying, you know, if you're not getting big weekly checks, then that means you need to recruit more. So I really think that's cool, and you can see it paying off that way. So thank you so much. I'm excited for the gift.
All right. Well, good. Well, great insights. Number one, I love that you're taking, you know, advice from a lot of different resources and people, and I think that's important. I love that you're setting aside specific time for yourself to go out and promote, and as busy as we are and as much stuff as we got coming at us, all of us, that's essential. You know, I think we're all, and I said this on the last call, awesome at being reactive. This is one of the kindest, most servant, leader-oriented groups I've ever met, which is good. We want to help everybody, and that's important. But on the other hand, you know, there is some proactive business-driving activities that you need to be doing, and personal recruiting is part of that. So that's awesome that your weekly checks are going up and that you're recognizing and seeing the results. And so thanks for sharing that, and congratulations on the new energy you got coming in your business. Alana, you want to share anything?
Sure. Can you hear me?
Ken, yes.
Thank you, first of all. And I also would love any 80s gift that would be coming our way.
Oh, my goodness. All right. I'm gonna have to cancel my gifts that I sent and get you guys some 80s stuff. All right. I see a theme happening.
Yeah, it would be very welcome. So I just wanted to say, I guess, for me, it was really, I'm always excited, but really just coming out of convention on fire. And keeping that momentum going, lots of exposures and re-exposures, following back up with a lot of old people for me. And I think the other thing that helped get for me for to help people get going was that I was doing sort of a modified version of a cleanse and just keeping lots of tabs with people, keeping them accountable, them keeping me accountable. So I just think that group cleanse was huge. And then just, excuse me, I was like running after my, to grab the baby, so I'm like breathy. So I apologize. But, and then just reestablishing that group cleanse and keeping it, keeping new dates coming, getting the groups going over and over, essentially. So not just like leaving it at that, but each month starting over a new group cleanse and keeping whatever people didn't get on board, just keeping tabs to like, you know, keep tabs with them to get them on board when they are ready, and to have a group plan going for them when they do get on board. So I think that's been like really huge for me in getting people to get going.
Ooh, well, cool. Well, congratulations. And again, great insights. I love the idea of taking your own personal enthusiasm and momentum. That's so important, you know. I mean, it's very hard to go back to beginner's mind of just, you know, what you were like when you first, you know, started the momentum of your business, and all of you, nobody got the crown just kind of creeping to crown. I mean, all of you had, you know, bursts of activity, enthusiasm, belief, excitement, whether it was right day one or whether it was month two or whether it was month five, whatever, there was a moment where, boom, everything started to come together. And so that's something that's just hard to manufacture, but it's important as the leader to manufacture it yourself. And that is one of the challenges. I think the business in some ways, especially from a recruiting perspective, gets easier the higher level you are because your story itself is so awesome. But, you know, you have less support in lots of ways to kind of create your own personal activity. And so that is going to take, you know, your own belief. And I like how you're doing group cleanses over and over and over again. I think that's really important to connect the dots between what it is that you're doing, not just one time, but over and over and over again, so people can plug into, when they have a good result on the first cleanse, they can plug other people into the next cleanse. So good stuff, Alana. Thanks for sharing that.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
Well, cool. Well, you know, I said at the top of the call that we've got a special guest, our newest crown on the line, and so glad that she is here. But before we bring on Sarah Rhinelander and welcome her to this inner circle here, I'd like a couple of her upline members to say a few words about her. I know that most of you know Sarah in some way, but very few know Sarah as well as Skylar and Tracy do. So, Skylar, if you could, would love your introduction of Sarah to the group, and vice versa. That would be awesome to hear a few words from you. I think the line's open. or if not, hit star 6.
Scarlett?
I can hear you now.
Okay, perfect. Thank you, David. Yes, I'm so honored to be able to introduce Sarah and just say a few words about this amazing mama. This woman is such a powerhouse, and I have never seen so much dedication and heart-based, centered leadership from anybody in my life. And she has just really held the line for me. I mean, even as someone who's in my downline, she's been such a teacher for me and modeled so much leadership for me to follow in as well. And it's just been a real honor to have her as a part of my team and to get to witness her step into her growth. But what I really love about Sarah's story is that she came in knowing she was going crown. I remember when I first talked to her, she first called me, it was towards the end of the month, and she was like, all right, well, I'm enrolling with the Platinum. And I think it was like maybe the last day of the month even, or really close. And I said, okay, well, you know, and this is when I was still relatively new to the business and I didn't have, you know, all of my training yet. I didn't really have an upline and I totally wasn't trained yet. So I was like, well, maybe if you're running for rank, maybe you want to wait to enroll on the first so you have that volume to kind of roll you into so you can really run for those ranks. She goes, oh, no, I'm going to hit consultant this month. I am enrolling today on the Equinox. I'm going to hit consultant this month and I'm going crown. So I was like, okay, right on, girl. And then a couple of weeks later, she called me, and same thing, you know, she's just on this mission to go. And she had her sights on Crown, you know, before she even enrolled really into this business, I think before she really understood what it meant. But she knew she was going to make it happen. And then I watched her follow that and just do everything that it took. I mean, she just followed the leadership that she was getting from Tracy or from whoever was training on it. And then she just really stepped in and stepped up and just started taking her team and leading her team, training her team, and just start bringing up leadership in her team. And that's one thing that's really remarkable about her team is Sarah's team has more leaders in it than any of my lines. And to watch that everybody, whatever she's doing, and she'll get to tell you more about that, but she's doing something incredible that is working magic in her team because she has so many colored diamonds. And I think she just turned 2 new diamonds last month and a black diamond. And she's got some green diamonds coming up. And it's just been really amazing to watch her and her team flourish. And she's just so service-oriented and just so heart-centered. It really goes to show that you don't have to be like a business shark to do well in this business. You don't, you know, if you really are coming from a place of true servant leadership and your intention is really truly to help people move through their own personal shadows and their own limiting belief systems and really step in and help them to believe that they are capable, then that's really where the magic happens. And she just has done that. She has helped people to believe in themselves. She's amazing and she really deserves this crownship. And Sarah, I'm just so proud of you and I'm so stoked that you're here with us. And I love you, sis.
Nice. Well, that was very sweet and very well said, Skylar. And thanks for sharing your thoughts. And Tracy, if you'd like to share a couple thoughts as well about Sarah. I think you might have to hit star 6. I think we're on Q&A mode.
Okay. All right. I think I'm unmuted now.
You're good.
Okay, awesome. Thanks, David. I'd love to say a few words to Sarah. This powerful mama has been such an inspiration to so many. And, you know, we kind of talked about it coming into convention, and everyone knew that she was on a tear to get there. And, you know, it's just been a really special journey being with her. She's a small package with a powerful punch. And, you know, wherever there's smoke, there's fire. Wherever there's fire, there's smoke. And so, you know, seeing kind of what she's done with her team and in providing the leadership that she has and the mentorship that she has to her team and really that key component of duplication and, as Skylar said, you know, those levels of leadership and, you know, turning a new black diamond, turning new, you know, blue, green, and new diamonds, which came from all the new directors and consultants and, you know, starting people on momentum and watching her do this, you know, over and over again. And what was interesting is, as we know, coming into that convention moment where we're all kind of gathered up, there's a little bit of a slower moment at that time. But what's so amazing is to have watched Sarah's organization grow to a level where her foundation is high enough that all it took was that last little bit to cross that line of crown. But really, I'm just so proud of you, Sarah, for having a vision that was big enough, having a dream that was big enough, being willing to have a big enough mission to have made everything that you've made happen in this moment, because I know your passion runs so deep for the things that you care about, which are multifaceted. And when we say like transformation and we say it's from a very holistic standpoint, I think that you're the epitome of that kind of transformation in all the different ways in which you want to help not just people, but make a change really in, you know, the environment and, you know, in yourself and your family and your community and, you know, just really the world at large. So really taking your passion and harnessing that and really watching your evolution of making this moment big enough for you to step into even accomplishing home ownership in this process. And, you know, now saying like, that's not good enough. I'm going to be upgrading my home now, and always having that kind of mindset of what's next. How can I make it bigger? How am I going to get to that huge mission that I really ultimately have in mind? And it takes a team of people, and you've really created a family to do that together. And so I'm just thrilled that, you know, we haven't even created 30 crowns in the history of Purium to this point. So you really have joined this elite tier of forerunners that are paving the way for the many more that are to come. And with leaders like you and locking arms with this leadership team, as I mentioned in that post, that if you get to meet each person who's on this line, each crown who's come before you, it's such a powerful place to be in. This cross-line community is so diverse and so awesome that we have this kind of leadership team, that we are not biting at each other, we're not competing with each other, but really locking arms with each other. And that's how we're going to get propelled so much further than we thought we would when we first came in. And so I'm just thrilled to have you meet each person, be part of this elite team, and really be part of this first initial movement of putting Purium on the map.
Well, well said, Tracy. Thanks so much. That was eloquent as always and heartfelt, and appreciate that. And from the corporate perspective, Sarah, I can say that, you know, you are a mom on a mission, and I think the mom part makes Amy super proud, and the on a mission part makes Dave super proud as far as who you are and what you stand for. And, you know, you're just passionate and compassionate and smart and driven and, you know, a great, great, great addition to the Crown team. And I'm glad that you knew you were going to be a Crown from the moment you joined the business. And I know that anyone who's worked with you knew that that was the case as well. So it's always cool to have somebody who's, you know, a great person as well as a great builder. And that makes a great leader. So we really appreciate you and welcome you to Crown, and look forward to seeing you at Diamond Club. I know you're going to be bringing some diamonds to Diamond Club. We'll talk about that later. And I know you'll be at Crown Trip, which will be great. And for any of you who want to see Sarah unplug the great video that was on the Facebook page, you should take a look and listen. It's just 12 minutes long. And she's also going to be speaking on tonight's call. And I'm also going to give her an opportunity to say a few words right now. So, Sarah, you on the line?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can.
Awesome. Ah, I'm like crying over here. Thank you so much, Skylar and Tracy and David and everybody. I'm really honored, so honored to be here. And I apologize for being a little late. I was I was on my first new mastermind Zoom with my team, and I didn't get the text because I was already doing that. So I'm glad that you guys kept reaching out to me so I could be here. And I definitely had, by the time, like once I actually made the decision to get started with Purium, I made the decision. Like I knew, I was just like, okay, I'm going to take this all the way. You know, I'm not going to come in and just mess around with it. I don't have time for that. I'm too busy with everything else to do it like halfway. So I definitely had that vision and that determination. And I feel, I just wanted to share that one of the things I was doing on this Zoom with my team is inviting them to apply for a Diamond Bootcamp weekly session that I'm going to be holding. And one of the things that I, one of the parts of that application process is for them to answer the question, if money was no object for you, like if you had unlimited funds, if you had so much money that you just could never spend it all, what would you be doing with your life? Meaning, what service would you be giving to this earth? Because when we can really step outside of ourselves and connect to something larger than ourselves and really connect into something that's so vast and so important for the future of ourselves and our children and our grandchildren, then I feel like that can really be something that motivates people to take steps that are much bigger than things that they would do if it was just for them. And that's definitely been a main focus of mine since I came into this, is really helping people step into that space of limitless possibility and something that's larger than themselves. And so that has, you know, that's something that I just wanted to share with everybody here, that we can inspire people to become so much greater than they ever imagined they could. And I am a product of that, thanks to Tracy, Tracy and all the leadership, but, you know, specifically Tracy really taught me that, to really step into that space in myself and not be afraid of my bigness. And so I really just appreciate that from the bottom of my heart, and I'm so honored and grateful to be here with all of you and to get to know you all better and to see you here in Kauai and give you a tour of the island when you all come. It's an amazing place to be, and I look forward to welcoming you all, and thank you all so much.
Well, fantastic. Well, yeah, those words of wisdom are definitely how you lead leaders, and you know, that's the big difference between being a crown and being a diamond, is not just being a leader, but being a leader of leaders. And so, you know, being appreciative of your own bigness, as you said, and to see that in other people and inspire that in other people is a really, really important thing and a really important role that you have. And so you've got some great mojo going on with your team. You got great leadership emerging. And, you know, continuing to share what Tracy shared with you on down is going to be, it's going to be really helpful. So congratulations. You know, one of the things I wanted to share about Sarah's team that kind of leads us into, you know, we've got about 30 minutes left, and I do want to do a little bit of training, and I also want to give an update, but so I'll bounce back and forth a bit and certainly give everybody an opportunity to share something or ask some questions as well at the end. But, you know, one of the things that stands out from a business perspective in Sarah's business is, number one, she does have a lot of people that are leaders that are plugged into the mission and clear about, you know, what it is that they're wanting to accomplish. And her volume is really, really tight, you know. So her 8-level volume and 9-level volume is basically the same. And so she's got 150,000 points packed into 8 levels. And, you know, I think that's something that's really reflective of treating everybody as though they can hand out gift cards and giving them the opportunity to build, and not doing a lot of placements. And trying to build an organization through, like, on paper, but building an organization through people. And so, you know, it's really cool what she's doing, and I think there's lots of lessons for everybody as far as you're cranking up or re-cranking up your business, you know, to find those runners, as we talked about last month, and to really work with those people and honor those people and treat every new person who's coming into your business who bought a Platinum or a Launch Pack as though they're somebody who could be super successful. So so good stuff there. Thanks, Sarah, for sharing, and looking forward to hearing from you tonight. So everybody get your teams on to the calls. And yeah, it's one of the things I've seen a little bit is you know, that the numbers on our conference calls have seemed to be down a bit. So even though our sales were up last month, our enrollments were up last month, you know, I think that some of the basics that we do, you know, is something that we want to see follow through. And, you know, as far as tool sales, that's another thing that, you know, Prosper magazines and those sorts of things. We saw a huge burst of activity and excitement and energy and tool sales kind of in August. And then, you know, it's the follow through and the continuation on down to the most grassroots level to make sure you have your Prospers. You know, that's really going to be an important thing we need to create culturally so that we don't have these runs and spikes and then stops and runs and spikes and stops, is just to perpetuate, you know, the right type of activity. So as a quick update on some things, like I said, you know, enrollments were up, sales were up in September. Would have liked to have seen even more growth, and I think that October is a super important month for us. It's a nice, clean month. It's a long month. The only holiday is Halloween, you know, kind of last day of the month. So this is prime time, and one of the things that I'm seeing, which is great, is lots of events emerging. And so we're seeing lots of super healthy happy hours, seeing lots of Diamond Boot Camps. I just want to make sure that underneath that, you know, we're seeing lots of phone app sharing of videos and healthy happy hours and all the things that create the activity that drive those super healthy happy hours and drive those Diamond Boot Camps. So I'm glad that you're holding them. It seems like there's a real focus on new people, which is perfect. And I think that everywhere, from what I heard this past weekend, from Oahu to New York to Florida, that, you know, there were, you know, a larger percentage of new people than old people. And, you know, it's fall right now, and it's kind of letting go of some older stuff and bringing in some newer energy and some newer stuff. And, you know, so it was great to hear from Sarah, and it was also great to hear from Dana and from Alana and, you know, and seeing these new events emerging. So we have a new Super Healthy Happy Hour template. We have several different options for setting up your Super Healthy Happy Hour, and we're just finishing up our Diamond Boot Camp form, and we have a few different options on Diamond Boot Camps as well as far as the look and feel of the flyer. So we're just kind of putting all those pieces of the puzzle together. You may have seen some stuff floating around, and we're going to republish those this week. And as you have new Super Healthy Happy Hours or new Diamond Boot Camps, then I would love for you to use those forms and or contact Erica as the primary point person and Rodney as the secondary point person to, you know, just to share very simply, you know, the day, the time, the date, the Eventbrite link, the price, the, you know, speakers, the whatever you need. And, you know, I'm hoping that without a lot of brain damage, 2 to 3 days later, a flyer will pop out. It'll go on the calendar. It'll be promoted in our corporate materials and social media, and, of course, give you the opportunity as well. We're also looking at doing some email blasts leading up to Super Healthy Happy Hours and Diamond Boot Camps. Super Healthy Happy Hours probably 3 days or so before the event, and probably Diamond Boot Camps a week or so before, since they do have a price tag associated with them. So, you know, we're going to try to help a little bit more with the promotion side. Rodney and Erica, you know, are really doing a great job on all the events, you know, as far as what happens at the event. And now they're extending themselves kind of before and after the event to really try to make things work more smoothly for you, so that it's as simple as sending, you know, an email, you know, with the form filled out, you know, and it should take 10 minutes to fill out those forms. I've actually filled out a couple, and it's very, very easy. So, like I say, we've got the parts and pieces. We'll republish that. Look on the Facebook page, the Crown Facebook page. And I'm really excited to see, you know, the flyers happening, the calendars getting filled out, the events happening, and then the pictures and images coming through the hashtag, you know, the hashtag, you know, Perium High Touch or Perium High Tech. You know, that those are helpful. So, you know, that's really what's going on here for October. I did send everybody confidentially the link to the new website homepage and got some very positive feedback about that. We're going to be redoing our gift cards as well with the new logo and new imagery. We're redoing our product catalog. So, you know, as the year progresses, we're going to see more and more of our materials kind of look like that, you know, Life at the Next Level, the Core 3 guide that everyone likes so well. You know, we're going to start to see more of our materials keep on getting more visual, more clean, and, you know, and help you to promote better and have our image and brand, you know, elevated to the next level. So for us on the marketing side, I think that we've got, you know, some good things happening to follow through on a direction everyone seems pretty happy with. And on the sales side, you know, we've got Super Healthy Happy Hours, Diamond Boot Camps happening. We've got our Long Beach Super Healthy Happy Hour every other week. And then, of course, we've got a Blue Diamond event this month, a big Diamond event next month. And we really want to see people step up, and we want to get as many diamonds as possible there. And then, of course, our crown trip at the end of the year, gathering up energy to roll into, you know, what is always our sweet spot, January, February, March, and April. So I see this as a really, really important time. I hear all the right things from everybody. I hear that everyone's excited about the new brand. They're excited about the new materials. They like the new website direction. They like the new videos. We just launched the Spanish video. People like the phone app. There's just a lot of, I like this, I like that, I like this, I like that. And, you know, there's no question that things slowed down the 12 months previous to convention. And now it's just going to take our leadership, everybody locking arms to, you know, to roll into an exciting, energized, you know, end of the year and roll into a really fantastic 2017. So, you know, one other thing I'm going to say, and then I'm going to open it up and then I'm going to do a little training at the end here. But one other thing I wanted to share as well is, I'm seeing people also, you know, looking at, thinking about, and a bit more focused on the business side. And I think that that's a smart adjustment, is that, you know, this is a distribution business, and that, you know, people are feeling uncertain. And it doesn't matter what your political inclinations are. I think, you know, all the polls say that people are more dissatisfied with our current options for president. People are very skeptical about how the system is rigged. People are not happy with, you know, kind of all of the forces that they don't have control over, which means that we need to help people to understand that this is a business that allows them to have control over their health and over their finances and over their life. I read a crazy statistic that said that 55% of Americans have less than $1,000 to their name. So not only are they paycheck to paycheck, but, I mean, it's not like they have 6 months of savings or even 3 months of savings. You know, the average person has very, very little to lean on and to fall back on. So, you know, I understand that people are locked up, that they're maybe a little less likely to jump into a new business here with as much uncertainty as there is in the economy. But the reality is, if we do shift to more of a business focus, that can be a really powerful thing, because I like to say that the direct sales industry, when times are good, it does well, and when times are bad, it does better. And it does better when people and companies are focused on promoting the business side and the freedom side and the entrepreneurial side. And so with all of the tools as far as social media goes, and the idea that networking is becoming more mainstream, and with all the tools that we just launched, and the great community and culture that we have, I mean, we have a true, true solution on the business side as much as we do on the health side. And I'm seeing more people talk about that, and I know it's a transition, and anytime we have a transition or a little bit of a shift, that you know, things are, can go slower for a bit, but I feel like, you know, we're unlocking some good stuff. So I just encourage, you know, all of you, no matter how you're promoting, to re-energize yourself and reorganize your business and find those runners, reach down, and, you know, create that new energy, because this is the time. You know, we all know that December, you know, with the crown trip and other things, is an opportunity to kind of retool. And our 90-day run, you know, is, we're still on the first part of the 90-day run. We still have a solid 60 days to go here to run through the tape through the end of November. So, you know, I just want to make sure I'm still running hard, and I hope that you all are running hard. And it's inspiring to hear from Sarah, whose team is certainly growing. So we have good things going on in the U.S. We have good things going on in Europe. So we did launch the new websites last month. New compensation plan goes live now for Europe, so that is happening, and we're putting the Dreams technology platform in place later this month. So there's still a handful of glitches, but Debbie especially has really done an amazing job in making sure that the European web platforms and compensation systems are getting launched and launched correctly. So, you know, I know that doesn't mean a lot to each of you on this phone at this immediate moment, but as large as your organizations are, chances are that there's somebody who knows somebody in the UK or in Germany or in Austria. We do have a sold-out event this Saturday, 120 people in Linz, Austria, to learn more about the compensation plan. So, you know, there's some good energy going on in Europe. Also, in Canada, we have just begun shipping out of Virginia over to eastern Canada. So those who are in Toronto or on east in Canada, they're going to be getting their product from Virginia, just like the east coast of the U.S. And so, you know, all of these things are not game changers, but all of these things are just little pieces of the puzzle as our website gets better, as our European business gets better, as our Canadian business gets better, as our event promotion system gets better. All of these things are just little issues that were stumbling blocks that were taken out of the way to allow you guys to run faster and to lengthen your stride. So I'm really excited about, you know, the energy that we're gathering up, but we're counting on you all to, you know, put it to action day in, day out. So before I do a little bit of training here at the end and wrap up the call, it's a good time to break. Any comments, questions, ideas, thoughts that you wanted to share? You can hit star six, or I can. I don't want to open up the line, so just hit star six. You got any questions, thoughts, comments?
Hey, David, it's Christine O'Shea.
Hi, Christine.
Hey, I just wanted to say a big congratulations to Sarah. That's super impressive.
Nice.
Hey, David.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Ian. I got on the call a little late. Regarding the EU comp plan, so November 15th, that'll be the first cycle that they'll receive, you know, compensation that, you know, works like our plan?
No, actually, all of Europe other than the UK has weekly and monthly. So
They're
going to be getting their first weekly checks. You know, is it next Friday, Debbie, or the Friday after?
It'll be next Friday.
Next Friday.
Okay.
Just so everybody knows, the reason that the UK is on a monthly cycle versus a weekly is because their banking system is different than the EU banking system, and because we do business out of the EU, all of the money transfers that we make to the UK kind of have a separate bank charge associated, and for most people it's like in the neighborhood of $8 to $10. So they decided, the leaders in the UK decided that they wanted to keep their compensation plan to monthly until we can figure out a way, if there's a way, to figure out how to set up a banking relationship in the UK and pay them in the UK. So for right now, that's one of the differences in the business in the UK. But their compensation plan is very similar to our compensation plan, and I believe I sent an email out that talked about Europe, or not an email, but an audio. I think I posted that on the Crown Facebook page, so hopefully you guys have at least the basic information and numbers about Europe. Okay,
David,
good question.
Sonia.
Hey, Sonia.
Sorry. Hi. And you might have said this, so I missed it, but will there be a PDF of the European comp plan, or is there?
It is. You just go to the platinumuk.biz website, and it should be right up there under compensation plan, just like it is in our in the U.S. version.
Okay. All right. Cool. Perfect.
Is that the case, Debbie?
It will be. Right now, it still shows the old one. So.
Oh, it does. Okay.
Yes, I'm gonna have to change that right now. I'm pretty sure it still shows the old. Okay. Thanks.
Okay. Thanks. Thanks
hey, David. Michael here. I want to congratulate the company and you and everyone for and Debbie and for really getting all the kinks out of that comp plan and the kinks out of that system and all the hard work and the dedication that it takes to get Europe up and running so that we can really build over there. And I know firsthand that Troy Casey's team, Christopher Taylor's team, has been building strong over there for a couple years. And you know what? It's going to get gigantic, and this is just the perfect timing. So I just want to congratulate you and your team for being so diligent and being, you know, being the straight shooter that you have been with them through the good times and the bad over there. So congratulations.
Sure. Well, I appreciate that. I mean, Debbie's done way more work than I have, but bottom line is that I think finally, the European business will be, still 6 months to a year behind us, but not a decade behind us. like they were up until a couple of months ago. So I think we're moving in the right direction. As I said, I think it was in the email blast last week, just so everyone knows, I mean, there's more people in Europe than there are in the U.S. and Canada. Their gross domestic product is similar to what ours is. I'm not saying that everybody needs to drop what they're doing today and go promote in Europe. I'm not saying that at all. All I'm saying is that as you have people who emerge in your life or in your downline's life that are from Europe, especially from Germany, Austria, or the UK, where we speak English and German, you'll at least be able to give them a decent business opportunity versus something that was pretty close to embarrassing. So, it's just moving in the right direction. Next year, 2017, we will have the Purium brand over there in Europe, and we'll be one step even better on all the marketing materials, training materials, and other things. So we're looking at bringing the phone app over to Europe. As I said, we're finishing up the Dreams platform for this month. So, their business model will be close to what our business model is, by the end of this month.
Hey, David, it's Marina. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Awesome. So I have two questions. One is on the rank advancement report. It's still not working. Do we have like a timeline on when that's going to work?
Debbie? It is frustrating. It's been a month.
Yeah, it's very frustrating. We apologize for that. Once we push everything out for Europe, we come back and fix a couple things that aren't working for the U.S. So.
Okay, and then the other question I had was, which is probably not probably a question to ask now, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Are we going to ever have a report that shows the total volume of backup orders that went through without us having to search it ourselves so we can see percentages of what didn't you go through this month compared to last month?
Let's talk about report stuff on the field advisory board call. We've got one coming up next week, and actually that's a really good subject, is just reports in general, because we are through a lot of the European stuff and whatever, so I think we'll be able to have a fresh take on, on U.S. things. So,
okay.
It's a good subject. If you got more stuff on your... If you got more stuff on your wish list, put it together, and anybody else who's on this call, if you're not a field advisory board member, get with your closest field advisory board member if you've got some suggestions on reports or other things, and we can certainly talk about Exigo things on the field advisory board next call. So good subject, Marina, and we're finally going to have the time with Europe handled to potentially tackle some things.
David and Debbie, Sonia again, I have a quick question. When I go to Platinum, I don't know if I'm going to the right place, platinumuk.biz/, and then my web alias, and then I log in, it brings me into the regular Purium back office. Is that correct, or should it bring me into
that is,
Platinum?
That is That is correct. We don't have the ability for people to see the back office of the opposite country yet. So that is on the list of requests that we have. So ultimately, what we've asked for is if you log in through the Platinum site, then you would go to the UK/German back office, and if you log in through the US site, then you would go through the US business. But since your login is a US login at this point, the only back office you can log into is the US back office.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah, so it's a request into Exigo. It's a request into Exigo. They said originally it was very, very, very hard to do, and now they're saying it's not so hard to do. So we just need to quantify that in hours and see where it fits on the priority list. But it is something that will happen for sure.
Okay, thank you.
Good question. Cool. Any other questions, comments? Then I can do a quick training and wrap things up here. Anybody else? Going once, going twice. Alrighty. So, I think the training that I wanted to share here today is kind of adding on to the training that we had, last month or two where we were talking about runners. Oops, I'm gonna go put this in presentation mode. So, it's just plussing on to what we talked about as far as runners go, and. I think that one of the things that I am really interested in is going beyond the concept of runners and really looking at rank advancements, and that we see so much energy at the end of the month where people start to get close to a certain rank, and there's this camaraderie and energy that builds together, and certainly you see it when people are trying to rank advance to the highest levels where everyone kind of gathers together and supports that person. You know, when Sarah's trying to go crown or when somebody's trying to go black diamond or somebody's trying to even go diamond, you know, there's this kind of organization of energy in the last 2, 3, 4 days that, everybody gets crystal clear, as is the case in life in general when, you know, there's a sense of urgency, whether it's desperation or whether it's inspiration or whether it's pressure or whether it's whatever. There's this sense of clarity when you're in the thick of it and you're working it. And I think one of the things that's really important as the top leaders in this company is to identify those opportunities and identify those people and create that urgency and create that teamwork early so that, from the top down, I know there are a handful of people who may very well go crown this month, and just organizing the energy around those people and trying to support them and help them. But, the people who may go crown are pretty few and far between. But what about those people who, are your emerging people that could be going director this month or executive this month or certainly diamond this month, I think is the biggest one. It is really identifying all of the potential people that could go diamond and, making sure that they have business planning sessions, that they know what they're doing, why they're doing it, how they're doing it, who's helping them, what their game plan is and what kind of support structure you have so that we can get as many diamonds as possible and to put the carrot out there to help them to understand the bigger picture that, getting to diamond this month means potentially getting to Long Beach on a fantastic free, vacation to then, other than the flight, to then meet a lot of like-minded people and to set themselves up for a huge 2017. So if you can imagine there's person A and person B, and person A ends up getting the organization, getting the support, getting the sense of urgency, seeing what's possible, knowing what they're supposed to do, why they're supposed to do it, how they're going to do it, and making that happen and that sense of accomplishment of achieving the rank of diamond here this month, and then going to Long Beach next month, meeting Dave, meeting Amy, seeing the facility, meeting some of the crowns that are going to be there, meeting some of the other diamonds, having fun, going on the cruise boat around Long Beach, doing the drumming, feeling like they're part of something bigger, and really setting their sights on a big 2017 and doing the business planning session in their heads as to what it is that they want to make happen, you know, that person could really change their lives over the course of the next 12 months, whereas person B that is unconnected, doesn't make it happen, doesn't understand the possibilities, and then ends up going into November and December, which are, you know, tend to be slower months, especially December, and ends up hitting January without that momentum, without that support, without that sense of purpose, without that sense of community, without that energy. So two people who are both at 6,000, 8,000, 10,000, 12,000 points right now for the month of September, the one person who hits diamond, who makes that happen, and who, you know, sets themselves up for a springboard, they can be a crown in 2017 and probably will be a crown in 2017, whereas the person who doesn't have the support, doesn't have the purpose, doesn't know what they're doing or why they're doing it or how they're doing it, and ends up, you know, still hitting 8 or 10 or 12,000 points this month and don't get diamond, you know, their business could find it back at, you know, 5 or 6,000 points at the end of December, and then they go wandering into the busy time of the year and never really lift off. So I think that to me is, you know, if there's a difference maker right now as to what you can do, it's how many diamonds can we help, you know, how many diamonds can we create this month? And a lot of that comes from how many new directors and executives we can make supporting and being underneath those new diamonds. So I think that, you know, hopefully you identified some runners and all of your runners, you know, last month, and hopefully some of those runners have enrolled some new people, some new platinum, some new launches, you know, and you're starting to see some accumulation of volume in a couple of different legs or a couple of different pockets, and now it's just a matter of reaching down and finding those people who can get to director, get to executive, to most importantly get to diamond. So, you know, my next David Litt contest, if you will, is the number of diamonds that you can create this month that are, you know, either direct to you or certainly not under another crown. And so we'll take a look at all the diamonds that are created this month. And but I really would love, I'll see if I can come up with a specific point system, but I really am looking for especially diamonds within, you know, 1-2 levels would be worth more than diamonds that are 3-4 levels. So I'll think of something that's not too super complicated. And I'm going to talk to Dave and Amy, and maybe this is something that, you know, goes beyond my checkbook and is something that they support and maybe has a bigger prize attached to it that's just for crowns. But that's where I think the opportunity is here this month, and it may be something we roll into November and December as well, but I really want to focus especially on this month because this is the month I think that if we can get to higher ground, if we can find some new leaders, especially if we can get people to Long Beach, you know, we really set them up for success in 2017. So I know Dave Spilletti is going to be in Long Beach at Crown Trip. I know Cindy Kelly is committed to going there. I know Sarah Rhinelander is going to be there. I know Tracy has talked about being there, and there are probably a few others. So, you know, the more that we can get your commitment, the more that you're visible with your team, the more that we can use your face, you know, as part of the reason why you want to be there in Long Beach, you know, I think the better it's going to be. So, you know, we'll probably have 30 to 40 people there, but it'd be great to have 40 to 50 people there or 50 to 60 people there, you know, to really create that energy going into 2017. So that's my share today, and my training is to go beyond the runners, find those people who could get the director and executive, but most importantly to find people who are going to go with diamond. So I try to keep these calls to an hour, so we are right close to an hour. So before we wrap up with the final comments, I'll put it in the Q&A mode, *6 if you got any questions or comments about that. Anybody else have any last questions or comments about what I just shared or anything else before we wrap up the call? *6. All right, if not, then I'm going to open up the lines and everyone can congratulate Sarah on being our newest crown, and we'll have an awesome month of October. Congratulations, Sarah.
Welcome to the family.
So proud of you. Woo!
Awesome.
Love you, girl.
Thanks, everybody. All right.
Well, thanks, everyone. Okay, great call. Big October. Let me know if I can help you. I'm here.
Thanks, David.
Good night. See you on tonight's call. Sarah will be there. Bye now.